Maybe for Halloween, we should go as Blink-182 and just come in naked.
Sounds good to me.
Somebody says the app that they're watching the show on is on the come. They love it.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching on the Twitter machines today, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, download, subscribe, do all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Get with it, baby. Local news at its best. On October 29th, Channel 9 in Oklahoma City tweets out, as the 2024 college football season kicks off, fans across the country are excited. Kicks off? It's November.
Didn't it kick off in August? I could be wrong.
News. Nobody's buying that.
Start Bench Cut, brought to you by Jay Southland Toe, is where we go on a Tuesday at 9 o'clock. Don't forget, Abuelitos, I think is how you say it. Taco Tuesday, 5 for $5.99. Side of chips and queso. I eat
that. Are you eating that?
No.
Can you see it on the screen, Mac?
It's a macaroni and cheese hot dog taco.
Can you see that on
yes,
the screen?
I can see that. That
cut
looks
it,
foul.
Cut it. Cut no. it. Something absolutely about that hard shell of that taco.
Hard
man.
Shell taco with a hot dog sliced in half, topped with mac and cheese
but is this
and
weird?
Tomatoes.
Is this weird? Dice those hot dogs up, mix in the mac and cheese, and I'll use the taco shell as like a chip to scoop and eat it?
Why wouldn't you eat this, though? This doesn't look that bad. It's like Kraft mac and cheese on top of two hot dogs and a hard shell. Would you crush chips over the top of your hot dog and mac and cheese? Probably would.
No, not really.
Yeah, you probably would. If somebody said, try it, you're like, okay. Like, that doesn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm. Start Bench Cut.
We know you needed a soft shell.
Dusty and Mac with this week's probably. Edition of Start Bench Cut.
It is weird how the soft shell kind of does make that seem a little more.
It's just that
appetizing.
Hard. It's that hard shell mixed with that wiener, man. Like I don't like that bite ratio.
I'm I can understand
gonna,
that.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go crunch, and then all of a sudden, I'm just going to get, like, soft wiener and mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese and gooey mac and cheese.
Now, you put it, like, in a tortilla, I'd tell myself I'm eating like a wrap.
Yeah. Like, so if, I think that, it makes if sense. That was, like, artisanal mac and cheese on top of an artisanal hot dog and a soft shell, and it came served in one of those taco serving things with, like, three tacos, you'd be on top of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
There's a place downtown, and is it Michael Smith's is the name of the place, I think? Duck Tongue Tacos.
Duck Tongue Tacos?
Yes.
That gives me anxiety.
Okay.
Good.
Really good?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been about a decade since I've had them, but it,
by the
really
way,
good.
Shout out to the text line and Twitter. The Whiskey Snug is the place you need to go to.
In Weston.
In Weston, right. Yeah.
Whiskey shout out to
there. That's the place with the library,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Good spot.
Oh, they have a library?
Yeah.
Sounds
what? No, thanks for listening. No, it looks like a library.
Oh, it looks like a library. Yeah, it was like an hour and a half ago. What do you mean?
No, it's like an old-timey bookstore, you know? Everything in Weston's old-timey.
They have the spiral staircase that goes up. You can see these like, little oversized chairs. Yeah, they're tight. They do like little whiskey flights that are good. Like
cool.
Three little.
Ooh.
It's good.
Love that.
I love it. All right, Start Pitch Cut. Jay Southland, tell what we got, Mac.
Starting with the sports, stat guy, cliche guy, or the optimistic guy? The guy's like, dude, we're still in it, man. 20-0, 5
optimistic
minutes
guy can get the F out of my house.
Wow.
Yeah, goodbye. All right. Cliche guy, I'll bench you because I love a good cliche when you don't expect it. Like, I don't like the one that, like, sets it up. Like, you know what they say? It's not over until it's over.
That's right.
But, like, the guy that'll just, like, randomly come in that's, like, distressed and disheveled looking, and he's just like, just another day in paradise. You're like, you didn't know that you did that. And then I'm starting stat guy. I love the random stat guy that thinks he's going to blow you away or gives you a stat that we did on our show. You know, Andy Reid's 21-4 after the bye. Really?
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I love you because you're trying. You're doing homework. Shows you care. That's just me, though.
I see. I'm starting the optimistic guy. I'd rather be surrounded with somebody who's optimistic than the guy sitting in his basement complaining about they didn't get a corner. But yeah, like that guy drives me nuts.
Eeyores.
So I'll start optimistic guy. I'll bench cliche guy, and stat guy can get the hell out of here.
I don't care.
I don't care about your stats.
Well, I'm going to start myself because I'm probably the stat guy. And then, yeah, optimistic guy. I feel the same way. Get out of my house. I do not need your optimism and your happiness while I'm pissed off and we're down three scores.
What are you mad, though? There's nothing to be, like, the last 10 years, there's literally been nothing to be pissed off about in Kansas City sports.
Yeah,
but that still doesn't mean that I want an optimist. I mean, yeah, but we're not talking about that. Also, I watch more than just Chiefs games and root for more than just teams that are the Chiefs.
Well,
so
a lot of
cliche
good
guys
for
are
you.
Bench.
Yeah. I do. I root for players.
Yes, I root for people.
Like
yes.
I root for, they're like I root for. Yeah,
not root. Even just in the NFL, but like college, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
NBA.
College, I root for Colorado, obviously, because I love the prime stuff. But I, you know, I'll I'll watch a good game. I love that.
I saw somebody suggest yesterday that Alabama should fire Kalen DeBoer and hire Dion.
Stephen A. says
I think it was Stephen A. That's who it was.
He said Florida State, Alabama, and somebody else. Matt just rolled his eyes. Yeah, Matt just rolled
his eyes. Now if you're Dion and you got it working in Colorado, what are you going to leave there for?
Well, his kids are gone. Now you get the biggest payday.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that part of the
Shiloh
equation.
Shiloh will be back, but Shador's gone.
A lot of money. Yeah, steak, chicken, salmon.
Tough, dude.
I'm starting salmon, benching chicken, cutting steak.
I am surprised. Starting steak, benching salmon, cutting chicken.
Okay.
I'm going to start steak, bench chicken, cut salmon, which sucks because I love fish and I love salmon.
That's why these are tough.
Yeah.
How you doing?
That's a good one. Yeah. Start steak, though. Wow. Cutting steak, Bob.
Easy.
He's probably easy. Like, I've had
steak,
it enough.
But, you know, I'm just not, like, the older I get, the more I'm conscious about.
I'm always interested to know why people don't like salmon. Because it's not fishy to me.
Well,
like,
because
to me,
the word
it's
about
meaty.
Salmon is if you buy the farm raised, they eat each other's poop. And so people are like, oh, that's.
Didn't have that on my checklist.
Well,
I'm just like, I'm just always like, let me cook some salmon. And sometimes, like, you know, like, say you're like dating a girl and you're like, do you like salmon? Ew, no. You're like, when's the last time you had it? It's like, I don't know. I just don't like it. Like, grill it, put like a little butter, like lemon, lime, like a lemon, lime, or a, like a.
I'm going to tell you what, the sand trap out in Martin City has some of the best, like, blackened salmon that you can find. Oh my God, it's so good.
Dear God.
You got your bed of romaine. Let's go.
That's another one that's good on the Blackstone. You
salmon?
Just go get a bunch of salmon fillets, just lay them out.
I've not done of that. Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
All right.
Cut you up a Caesar salad in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Put the bowl in the fridge while you're doing all of it.
Right. Yeah.
Salmon on the Blackstone. Flip, flip, flip. Season. Throw a little butter down there. Splash it up. Boom. Talk about it.
Got your entree. Need your starter soup, salad, breadsticks.
I'm starting the salad, benching the soup, and kicking the breadsticks to the curb.
Man, tough. I think I'm starting salad, benching breadsticks. Soup can get lost. Soup's good for like 3 months a year.
Same.
I know, but when it's that 3 months,
I know,
though,
dude.
Yeah, it's damn good.
That lobster bisque at the Bristol, man. Just something different about a bisque.
I like a can of Campbell's. This guy's going with lobster bisque.
I mean, I'll
Bristol,
do that, right? too. I like Campbell's chicken noodle soup more than any chicken noodle soup in the world. I don't care if you make it fresh made. Grilled cheese and soup. Oh.
Grilled cheese tomato soup. Yes.
No
you
doubt.
You want me to throw up? I haven't touched it since I was 3 years old.
Tomato
We've
soup?
Gone through this.
I know.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Especially
about
vegetable soup.
Yeah.
Also, who's burning pasta?
Yeah, what is that?
I knew it. I've been waiting all day.
Can we get to that? Who has ever burned pasta?
Have you met my wife? No. I'm just,
I any young men over there? Like, yeah. I mean...
I don't know, man. Like, I hear that from Boomer and Sison all the time. Stop burning your pasta.
Burning pasta. Is there a burning pasta crisis in America today that we need to get to the bottom of?
I don't know. Last one's Halloween themed.
Yeah, yeah. Your dessert, Reese's. I almost said it wrong. Reese's, Kit Kat, Snickers.
I'm going to go that order.
Start bench cut?
Yeah.
God, yeah. You definitely start Reese's.
For sure.
There's nothing better than a Reese's peanut butter cup.
So good.
The only one that's better is the Christmas tree because it doesn't have any of the hard edges.
Yeah, right. The tree or the pumpkin. It's all in
bunny,
one category.
Yeah.
Like, all that Reese's stuff
the
is
egg,
just amazing.
The egg's the
egg,
one that makes
it.
Your toes curl.
It does.
Like, the egg, I mean, I'll commit adultery on those Reese's eggs, dude. And I'm not even married, man.
Yeah. Those Reese's
I'm
eggs
serious,
are unbelievable.
Dude. Like, they just, like, it's like you eat, and they even make the mini ones. Which, why are you doing that?
Why do
like,
I need a mini?
Popping 50 of those.
Feel better to eat three of those than three of the regular size ones.
I don't
ones.
Care, man. Give me some Reese's every day. They got a Reese's Ooh. Ice cream thing now that is just,
it's
I mean.
Dumb. Yeah, like, don't do it. Like,
it's like solid peanut butter ice cream coated in chocolate. Like,
Where's this at, Hy-Vee?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Oh, my God.
Good. On the come.
On the come.
Yeah, I think I start Reese's, bench Snickers, and cut Kit Kat.
Same.
Because I think Snickers, a cold Snickers at the turn on the golf course.
A frozen finish, Snickers ice cream is good, too, though.
Damn. I mean, dude. Yeah. I mean, a Snickers bar on the golf course out of the refrigerator from the cute little cart lady that has them in her cart, too. Man, it's something different. Something different. I'm glad they brought the vein back in the Snickers.
It what?
Was, you didn't know that? They took the little vein out.
There was a vein in the Snickers?
You never noticed that?
Okay.
It's a true thing. And they took it out. And then everyone was like,
it's a meme
weirded out
on Twitter. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
It's a real thing. And that's the separational gap here.
Yeah, I guess so.
No, seriously, took the vein out of the Snickers. They thought it was a phallic symbol looking.
Where was this vein?
It's on the top
it's
of the Snickers.
It's on the top of you. Really?
On the top of the Snickers?
I'll go get one in the
thing.
I
understand what you're saying. Like, this is now bothering people?
And then they took it out, and then it was like, this isn't the same. Vein back in.
Oh, my God.
I hate that one. Coming up on the other
people
side.
People need lives. Seriously. Focus on you.
No, people need veins in their Snickers.
Yeah, why were we taking it? I mean, this is stupid.
I can't believe you never heard that before.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Back here on 96.5, The Fan, Bob, Mac, Dusty, damn glad to have you on Tuesday. Is it just me or did this one fly by today?
Yeah, it did. Today,
Tuesdays are always tough.
By.
Like, Tuesday's always like that little, like, meh day, right? Like, yeah. For you, once you get out of here, you're like, dude. Is it on?
It is on today. I told you I'm going to get wooden payola later on today. Big day.
I got to go get diapers tomorrow.
For what?
My buddy's having a kid, and I can't make his diaper party Friday.
Ah.
So I'm going to have him come to the winery, and we're going to have some cocktails and give him some diapers. So that's such a great bro thing to me, like to get away with like a rowdy weekend before the kid arrives. Diaper weekend. Or diaper party. It's like the male baby shower, right? The comp there? Like,
yeah, I would say so.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody blew my mind with this take. Grilled cheese and tomato soup is basically deconstructed pizza. You say it's not. You say it's not.
Oh, it's not at all. I mean, first of all, the tomato soup.
What gummy are they on? Because I need that at about 10:15.
I mean, like that's not even close. First of all, it's the wrong cheese. Second of all, the bread is not a crust. Third of all, the tomato soup doesn't even consider itself tomato sauce. Like that may be one of the weirdest and worst like comparisons I've ever seen.
Yeah. Question for Bob. It's windy today. Is this the time to blow my leaves into the street and make them my neighbor's problem?
Well, see, we were talking about that yesterday.
I don't think you need to.
You don't need to. No, they're just blowing everywhere.
Clint even tweeted about the leaves.
Did he?
Yeah.
Well, he's retired now. That's what the three retired guys in my neighborhood, you know what they were doing yesterday? They were mowing, get that last mow in before the cold weather comes. Yeah, and so I'm sure Kling was out there probably doing that as well.
I think that's tomorrow today or tomorrow.
There's no reason to go out there and do the leaves right now.
No, Mother Nature's doing that.
Yeah. The good thing is Mother Nature is knocking off all the leaves for us, except for the oaks, which never give up.
Yeah.
The bad news is you're gonna have leaves you got to clean up, but who knows where they're gonna blow to? You know.
Here's Bill Belichick speaking of retired people.
Look, Josh Uche is a really good rusher. He hasn't had a chance to rush much this year for the Patriots because they've been behind a lot, and you know it's the situation hasn't been good, but. He had a big year 2 years ago. Now, you know, he had Judon on the other side of him, so it was two good pass rushers. But he'll have a lot of opportunities to rush in Kansas City. I think that he'll really help him. He's got surprising power for his size. He's got, you know, excellent quickness and a good get off, and he has some flexibility in coverage. So I think it's a good addition for a team that needs another pass rusher, which everybody does. Josh can do that. He'll definitely help him.
So my question with this is he essentially Frank Clark. But like younger,
yeah, maybe, you know, maybe
like
that
Frank,
type of
Seattle
guy.
Frank.
Like if you get that kind of production out of this guy for the last, you know, 7 to 9 games of the season, that's a pretty good return on investment. And the investment wasn't much. You invested a 6th round draft pick for the rest of the season, you know, of Josh. And then, you know, if he signs somewhere else in free agency, you're going to get a 7th round comp pick back. So essentially you give up a 6th round pick for a 7th round next year and the rest of the season with Josh Uche. Like it's a nice, you know, return on investment because there's not a whole lot that's been invested into him. And if he can give you anything close to what Frank Clark gave you, that's going to be great. But I think this is going to be a nice addition. I just think this is another toy for Steve Spagnuolo. As I said earlier, I think this is more of a luxury for Steve Spagnuolo than DeAndre Hopkins was a luxury for the offense. I think DeAndre Hopkins was a need on offense. I don't necessarily see this as a quote unquote need on the defensive side of the football, but it's going to make them better on the defensive side of the football. Because now you got 5 pass rushers at the end position. You're going too deep plus a man with Karloftis and Dana and, you know, Charles Amenu, who's their expected back soon, Felix. And then now, you know, Josh Uche, you're going 2D plus one, and then you can move Dana and Charles Amenahu inside and see what they can do in there. Like, it's just giving a lot of options right now to Steve Spagnuolo.
Yeah, Chiefs have the number 2 defense in the NFL right now. I never thought I'd be alive to say that. I love that I do.
Yeah.
I'm sure in the early years of the Chiefs, they had the number 1 defense for a decade. But, Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is like just a luxury, like, oh, you needed a heated toilet seat.
Yeah.
And we got it,
which,
dude.
Which they suck, by the way.
Yeah, you sweat.
Oh, they're awful.
It's not good. Wow. But no, you were texting, like, I had just pulled into my driveway and you're like, you know, hey, there's some rumblings. Not sure if it happens or not, but hey, it could. And then it was like 2 seconds later, it was like, and Bob did it again. Like, here you go, buddy. Right on cue.
I said it to you and then hopped on the treadmill. And I was like, I was in the middle of a 5 mile run. And I stopped and looked at my phone and I saw like Mac was excited. And I'm like, I just said something may happen. And Mac's like losing his mind. I'm like, oh, they actually made a move.
Yeah. And then Mac went nuts.
Yeah.
It was like the video that went viral for us. It was a very, very view, very highly viewed video.
Like,
of Mac's
this guy
reaction.
Was so excited over Josh Uche. Like, hey. Oh my God, we got him. I've been wanting this guy since 85.
And now that this is being known, enjoy your hour long conversation on Josh Uche with Jay Binkley from 10:30 to 11:30.
Is he here today?
I'm sure he'll be somewhere around here. What is it? We had a Briscoe show last night. Tuesday night is after hours.
Yeah.
Still playing that damn intro. I love it. Keep it alive until it changes to a new name, until it's Mac After Dark.
Damn straight.
Yeah, there you go.
In 2022, 11 and a half sacks, 27 combined tackles, 9 tackles for loss. Now, this season, you're like, okay, 2022. That was the last time the Patriots were good.
Ago,
last time Patriots were good. Last time they could actually rush the passer, not be behind every game.
Was 2022 when they were a first-place team? Like, they had the number one seed for like a half second. I remember for some reason, I'm sorry to cut you off, but there was a graphic that went, it showed like how the teams moved. And at one point, I think the Patriots did have the number one seed, not like super recent, but there was at one point, and it was like Baltimore, and then it was like Baltimore fell. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
I forget if that was like year.
Would have been 21 or 22, right? Yeah, in that. But either way, they actually had a competitive team and weren't down the whole time. So, but this season, 17.2% pass rush win rate. That would be second on the Chiefs behind Chris Jones. And now it will be second behind the Chiefs behind Chris Jones.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. He's a great player.
Remember that start bench cut with Stat Guy?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
You're a Richard.
Hey, and what did I say? I started myself. I know it. Self-aware.
I like Stat Guy.
Yeah, he started me.
I don't know if that deserves a holy F, though. Like,
I mean,
it's a fine move. It really is. It makes him better, gives Spags options, and I like that, and it keeps guys fresh. Like, everything that Spags benefits from, they got with
this
guy.
I think it's a holy F because of how we talk about it, right? Yeah. Like, about the, it's a luxury thing. Like,
exactly.
Holy cow,
that's
we got
why
that.
Yeah, that's why I said holy F.
You have a heated towel rack?
Yeah. This is going to be the most underrated unit in the NFL, this defensive line.
Oh, I think even if this Chiefs defense finishes number one in the NFL, it will be an underrated defense.
Yes, it will.
Because nobody...
That's the Mahomes effect.
Exactly. Like, people nationally, oh, the Chiefs are down. They have the number one defense in the NFL, sir. Well, I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes... They're 8-0, and they have the number one defense in the NFL, and they just beat Tampa on Monday night 42-7. Well, they're a fraud.
That, I mean, that's just because I remember, what was it, the first like 3 years of Mahomes' career? Well, imagine Patrick Mahomes got a defense.
Now he has a defense.
Here you go.
Yeah. Now he has a defense, right?
And he doesn't need to be Superman.
I mean, you got
he just be Clark Kent.
Guys like this yesterday who sent Binkley off.
I think Prisco's crazy for saying they're going undefeated. This is one of the fakest undefeated teams right now in the NFL. They're blowing nobody out. 5-1 score wins so far in the season. They ain't going undefeated. They're going to drop one. They could lose to the Broncos this upcoming week. Ooh. They are a good team. They're not a great team. They're not going undefeated.
Really?
Whoa. You got a hater.
Like, how many teams are better than the Chiefs right now?
I think... I'm not saying anyone's better than them, but they're not this juggernaut that goes undefeated, right? There's a reason one team did in the past 25 years, and they were blowing teams out left and right. They're doing the Patriots. So it just ain't going to happen.
And how'd their season finish?
With one loss in the Super Bowl.
Who was the coach that beat him?
Spags.
Thank you.
Yeah. That was a guy by the name of Mike Renner on NFL on CBS. Binkley retweeted this thing twice yesterday.
I talked to him for my entire ride home yesterday. I loved it. Yeah. And it was the same thing.
I mean, it's just a stupid take. Like, even the people on the panel with him are like, what? Who's better than the Chiefs right now? Well, I mean, you got some teams that can do who? Who are you taking right now in a head-to-head battle with the Chiefs?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think JU's, I mean, they make a good point in the text line. He's good because you got Josh Allen and CJ Stroud on the schedule. Your two toughest games the rest of the year. And Bo Nix, who's a scrambler.
Mm-hmm.
All three of those guys can move around. That guy can keep that down. Like, we've all said, the one thing that we kind of miss is Willie Gay.
Yeah.
You know? I think I'm going to nickname him JU.
I like that. Yeah. JU.
This guy, Mike Renner, though. I mean,
Richard of the Week.
He's up there.
He's number one candidate so far.
Yeah. I mean, you get Binkley to drop an F-bomb on Twitter and then come back hours later and retweet it again. Like, Binkley must have been seething over this yesterday.
And then the finishing line of Sunday night, I know, facts suck.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, who's better? He's like, oh, well, no one's better, but
I mean, like listen to this nonsense.
I think Prisco's crazy for saying they're going undefeated. This Prisco? Is one of the fakest the NFL, undefeated man. Teams right now in the NFL. They're blowing nobody out. 5-1 score wins so far in the season. They ain't going undefeated. They're going to drop one. They could lose to the Broncos this upcoming week. Ooh. They are a good team. They're not a great team. They're not going undefeated.
Really? Whoa, so you got a hater. Mike, how many teams are better than the Chiefs right now?
I'm not saying anyone's better than them, but they're not this juggernaut that goes undefeated, right? There's a reason one team did in the past 25 years, and they were blowing teams out left and right. They're doing the Patriots. So it just ain't good.
So this is a guy, Mike Renner, played at Notre Dame. I did some research on him. So he thinks it's college football where margin of victory matters. Every day he does, and then falls short, which Notre Dame does all the time. And so you can take your Notre Dame education and stick it where the sun doesn't shine, Renner, because you're totally wrong about that. They haven't blown anybody. Yeah, you're right. But the last time I checked in the NFL, you don't get bonus points for blowing somebody up.
Do you think he truly believes that take?
No, you could tell at the end he doesn't believe that take. Because when they ask him, you know, who's better, I don't know.
Backpedal.
Yeah, it's a bad hot take. It really is. Like, if you want to say they're not going to go undefeated, I'm here to listen to that. Because the odds are that they're not. Point to me and tell me why you believe that the Chiefs aren't going to go undefeated. And I can listen to that. I'm open to that. Well, their left tackle situation, or maybe they're down to their 18th corner now, or so. If you want to use any of that, fine, right? Mm-hmm. But to go out there and just talk like you know what you're talking about when you don't, it just doesn't hold weight with me. Like, I don't like the lazy hot take that gives sports radio a bad name. Have some evidence to back the stuff up.
The two texts I like that came in during this segment is one from the 913. Didn't realize you got extra credit for winning by more than one score.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
It's nice. We talked about it. It's cool to blow, like, you know, to blow teams out. If you can't stop them, do better. And then G Baby, loyal listener, says, are they done making trades?
The Chiefs, we got another week to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they don't have next a lot
Tuesday's
of assets.
Next Tuesday's a big day.
Big day. Everybody's going to be paying attention to the trade deadline in the NFL. I think today could be a pretty big day around the league.
Deontay Johnson.
Because today's kind of that off day. Deontay Johnson, they said this morning, I guess now Carolina's wide open to trading him.
Yeah.
Do you have enough?
That's the most wide open he's been all year.
It's true.
Yeah. Is on the trade deadline. I'll be here for another 30 minutes.
But I don't know if they have enough assets or want to give, because I think he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Does
he? Mistaken.
Does also the Renner guy, not Jeremy Renner's brother, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Text line says Jeremy Renner, not to be confused, who's awesome. Is he Hawkeye? That's right. Yeah, he's Hawkeye. He's also good in, I think, The Town as well. But it sounds like he doesn't even think that they're going to lose to the Buccaneers, because he just said they play Denver this
week. That's right. He says Denver next. Yeah.
Shout out to the text line for that.
Yeah.
Somebody says the Chiefs may not go undefeated because it'll be 15-0 with two games left and just bench the starters.
And then there's that. I mean, we talked about that earlier.
We'll get
with
there
Dayton,
when we get
right?
There.
You know, like, you know, if they're 16-0 and they've got an opportunity to go undefeated, Dayton even said earlier today, you can grab the podcast and the free Odyssey app, is that no, I wouldn't play our guys if we're 16-0.
Yeah, we'll get back to Dayton here in a couple minutes. Yeah, look, brownie points if you beat a team 54-17, it's awesome. It's great. You can relax for the whole day. But, you know, would you rather have Detroit's offense or Kansas City's defense?
Kansas City's defense.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah. Like, because you can score 50 points and lose. We've seen it.
Oh, yeah. We've lived it.
Yeah.
A whole year of it.
What we haven't seen is this team give up 30 points since the Super Bowl when they played the Eagles.
Right.
And they haven't lost since Christmas Day last year because their defense is that good.
They're not going to lose their next game at the earliest until November. They've almost got a full calendar year without a loss.
That's insane.
I mean, we went from Christmas past Halloween without losing a football game.
That's right.
Like, when people say that they can't go undefeated, you're undermining Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, there's a chance that you will be in a costume, eat your Thanksgiving dinner and your Christmas dinner, and open your gifts before the Chiefs lose again.
And celebrate the new year. And you know what? I hate to say it to you. You know, give your wife a rose on Valentine's Day after the Chiefs win another Super Bowl and don't have a loss. And we're talking about the last time they lost a game is December of 23.
Love that.
And we're in 25, and they hadn't lost a game since December of 23.
Yeah.
Like, this is the kind of stuff that motivates them. Like, it's crazy. They'll use this guy who nobody's ever heard of in their life, and they'll say, you know, this jackass on CBS, Renner, he's out here telling people that we can't go undefeated and we won't go undefeated and all. Okay, fine. We'll use that as motivation. Like, you're just underestimating the want to and the desire that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have to go out there and kick your ass.
This is a stat from either you or Mac. It says, if the Chiefs hold the Bucs to under 28 points next week, they will tie the 05-07 Ravens, which is considered to be one of the best defenses of all time, with 29 straight games under 28 points. I'll read that again slower. If the Chiefs hold the Bucs to under 28 points this Monday night coming up, they will tie the 2005-2007 Ravens defense, considered to be one of the best defenses of all time, with 29 straight games of holding teams under 28 points.
That's insane.
It's a lot of word, lot of numbered words, but that is nuts, because that 05-07 Ravens team was disgustingly nasty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like Ed Reed, that's Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs, Prime Suggs.
Prime guys.
I mean, just there's more. McAllister, I think, was their corner on that team that year. I mean, that was a Madden team that I played with.
That's that defense. That was the those guys were just getting all lubed up for their prime. Yeah.
Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Straight Hall of Famers.
Like, Sam Adams was on that team, right?
Your cousin from Boston?
Yeah. I think he was a defense. Like, was Saragusa on that team back then, or was he?
Yeah, for sure. RIP. Yeah. They did the documentary on that team, right? Wasn't that the last time Saragusa was on camera? That kind of got me emotional watching that.
I worked with his aunt at the grocery store when I was a kid.
Good lady.
Yeah, yeah. He was playing for the Colts at the time. And she's like, yeah, my nephew plays in the NFL. I'm like, who? You know, I was like, I'm 16. Like, who? And she's like, Tony Saragusa. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yeah, if your name's Goose, you die early.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. R.I.P. to Tony Saragusa. That guy was funny.
I liked him a lot, man.
Big man. Lived his life the way he wanted to. I can't say anything about that. Yeah. Played football. Had fun.
Yep.
Big guy. Super Bowl winner. But, yeah, that's insane. Like, 29 straight games, especially in a league where the offense is so, like, think about, like, look at how many teams this week in the NFL scored more than 28 points. I bet it's a lot. I bet it's over 10. We know Detroit did, right? We know that for a fact.
Carolina did not.
Did Pittsburgh score 28 last night?
They ended up at, like, 20.
That was over 6, I think.
Was it 26-18?
Yeah, that was it.
So how many teams, Mac, on the cusp here?
Scored over what?
Over 28.
So Broncos, 28.
Does that count?
Yes.
We counting that? Okay.
28
so that's
counts.
One. Niners, 30. Bills, 31. Falcons, that's 4. They scored 31. Lions, that's 5. The Eagles scored 37. That's 6. The Browns, 29, 7. The Cardinals, 8. The Packers, 30. The Jags, just under. And the Rams at 9, 30. I believe that's it. Nine teams
scored over 28. Yeah. And the Chiefs haven't done that in 28 straight games.
Right. Yeah. It's remarkable. Insane. Like, they went an entire season last year without giving up 28 or more points, right? More than 28 points.
They've only allowed 20 or more points this year 3 times.
Yeah.
First 2 games, and last week the Raiders scored 20 at the last
minute. And in the last minute of the game, and again, I'm not counting that as like real point, but it is. It does in gambling and all that. Like, it does count. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, it doesn't count. No. But like, if you're playing a real game, they don't score 20 points. They really don't. Like, it's remarkable what this team is doing defensively, and every day that goes by that we're not talking about this defense and giving them their flowers is a missed opportunity, because this is a team now that is being carried by the defense, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that at all.
And this is what Danan said about, which kind of blows your mind too, about this Chiefs team.
Obviously, there are no other teams that can say they're undefeated, but they're also not very many teams that can say confidently that they haven't played their best football. And they're still in this position as a top team in their division and in the conference. So to me, that's encouraging. I like the fact that we have not arrived yet, and we're just in week 8 going into week 9.
Haven't arrived yet, you're saying.
Yeah, right.
So essentially, you beat Denver in 2 weeks, the West is over, because then you would have beaten everybody in your division. That's over. Done. You'd be 9-0.
Right.
That's over. You beat Buffalo in 3 weeks. Is the AFC over?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I think the AFC is over regardless of what happens in that Buffalo game, because of where you are in the standings. You're 2 games ahead of Buffalo, right? Buffalo has to beat you, hope you lose again, and then not lose the rest of the way.
I mean, that's just insane. Like, they're not even playing their best yet, which their best is yet to come.
Right.
Right. You just got DeAndre Hopkins, so you've added a weapon to your offense. Travis Kelce is showing signs that he's starting to kick it in gear because the season's starting to get longer and longer.
Yep. You went out and added a reinforcement on defense yesterday.
You get Isaiah Pacheco back.
Oh, and by the way, DeAndre Hopkins. Hi, everybody.
Yeah. You get Isaiah Pacheco back soon.
To add to Bob's point and about the Bills, I mean, the next two games, Dolphins, Colts, but then how about this stretch for the Buffalo Bills? Kansas City Chiefs, we know what's going to happen mm-hmm. there. San Francisco 49ers, hey, I know what you guys
They'll
think.
They'll have everybody that, back.
Everyone
then,
will be back
minus
by
Ayuk.
LA Rams, we know how they mm-hmm. look at LA. And then the Lions at Detroit. That is their four-week stretch.
Wow. They got to go to Detroit.
So they're doing
this
the
year.
Opposite schedule of the Chiefs. Because some of the Chiefs have already played the toughest part of their schedule.
Yeah, no, they have. Yeah, right? They have. Yeah.
And they haven't arrived.
Right. Haven't even arrived. Exactly.
Haven't even played their best yet.
Yeah.
7-0.
Everyone's crowning division. The Bills. They haven't gone through their gauntlet.
Oof. Damn. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a tough four-week stretch.
How come they have Detroit this year and we had them last year?
Because you play the North?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess it's coming
to the division.
Yeah. Okay, they're playing the divisions this year.
Yeah, you played the North. Packers, Bears, hung 40 on the Bears, lost to the Packers on a terrible pass interference call that didn't get called at the end of the game, lost to the Lions because of Kadarius Toney.
No, last year you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about this year. So Buffalo has the North this year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. That's crazy.
Good.
I mean, I didn't think that we'd be drinking champagne celebrating the year by week 13.
That's insane.
I'll go to it.
Why don't they do that in football? Like, people are, like, watching baseball recently. Like, why are we celebrating? I think it's great. You celebrate every round you advance in. You should pour champagne after every game.
Yes.
Not regular season, but, like, playoff game. Like, you win that divisional game.
Heck
pop
yes.
champagne. You're moving on.
Oh, like they do in the World Series, like baseball.
Yeah, like baseball does. Celebrate after every round. You move on, you celebrate. It's a big accomplishment.
That's a huge thing you've worked for, yeah.
So hard to do.
She's just like, yeah, just reserve it. Yeah. We'll need more for the next
Save
one.
Save that Andre for later.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens here on 96.5 The Fan. We'll wrap this show up and get you ready for the rest of the week. On the other side, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
It's the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
You're welcome.
If you missed Danon Hughes, he was on earlier. We paid you a little snippet of what he says about the Chiefs. You want to get into there, listen to what he has to say about maybe the rest of the season and our wonderful conversation with Mr. Danon Hughes here on Fesco and Dusty. You still stand on that if you could take any Chiefs player from the past, you'd choose Willie Rofe to put on this team's roster?
Absolutely.
To go undefeated and get a three-peat?
I would. Yeah, I think Willie Rofe is the, I don't want to say the answer, but the guy that can do you the biggest improvement on your roster right now. That's at that left tackle position. I was thinking about that on Sunday watching Wanya Morris get flagged on every play. Rough day for Wanya, right? So I think if you had Willie Rofe, if he was your left tackle, if you could put anybody in their prime from Chiefs past on this team, who makes them the best? To me, it's Willie Rofe. And that's what Danon Hughes said. He even went as far as to say Will Shields because he could play all three offensive line positions.
Willie Rofe, not only that, but makes Patrick Mahomes better.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, imagine just knowing the door's locked.
Right.
You sleep peaceful, right?
Yeah.
Like, now you know your left side. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Right.
Because I know nobody's coming through there.
Like, there was a play in that game on Sunday, and I don't know, I don't remember exactly what play it was, but they were down, you know, kind of backed up to their own end zone. Well, it was the one where Wanya Morris almost got the holding penalty in the end zone, right?
Right.
And even before that play started, I'm like, we're screwed. Like, I could just sense it was coming, right? I could just sense Wanya Morris was going to get beat for whatever reason on that play. And I'm like, damn, if we just had Willie Rofe on this team, man, nobody would get near Patrick Mahomes on the left side.
Yeah, I mean, that guy... so dominating.
I mean, I've never seen anybody dominate a position better than what Willie Rofe did at that left tackle spot. I mean, the guy was just unbelievable. I don't think he ever got beat.
Think Trent Williams is good? Willie Rofe was five times better than Trent Williams.
I mean, it's night and day.
And I stand on that.
Yeah, I mean, Willie Rofe was just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Like, it was a tough decision when I'd do the fantasy draft in Madden, where you could pick your own roster, obviously.
Right.
And I'd have to, like, think, like, do I want Willie Rofe or Jonathan Ogden? Like, that's where I was at. Like,
yeah,
was
right?
Like,
yeah.
J.O. was, that dude was a beast.
He could play, too. Had the biggest head I'd ever seen. I remember seeing him at the Super Bowl going, dude, your head is huge. He started laughing. Yeah. But that is the biggest dome I think I've ever seen on anybody.
Yeah. Kyle Levy had a huge head in middle school.
I'll say, I don't know who he is.
Good guy. Good guy. Big head, dude. He did not want to get headbutted by that guy. Mac, you still stand on business with Eric Berry on the Chiefs roster?
Yeah, Willie Rose probably better. You know, it's just positional.
So
need.
No is the answer to that question.
Go, no.
Yeah.
I do, but Eric Berry would help. I'll stand on business on that. Eric Berry would help this defense tremendously.
I still like the Dante Hall. He gives you a spark on offense. I know that you have Mecole Hardman, which is probably like the closest thing that you have to Dante Hall.
Dante's an upgrade,
but imagine this team being up, you know, like they are normally in the games, like 13-3, fourth quarter. They punt it to Dante Hall, house call. Yeah. Now it's 23 games over. Or somebody tries to get cute and tries to do the kickoff rule, and Dante Hall is just better than you, scoops it up, goodbye.
Right.
Field position, that too. Like, I mean, just, I think he's like a spark that when I was thinking about this, like, obviously the obvious answers are in there. Like, we got a lot of Derek Thomas. We got a lot of Jamal Charles. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of Willie Roaf. He, like, led the text line. And
which is surprising to me because I thought Derek Thomas would lead the text line, but.
Think smarter, not harder, right? That's like a perfect example of that.
Yeah. What position needs to be the upgraded the most? It's left tackle.
Right. Some people would say, like, you know, maybe go get a corner, but I, you know, maybe go get like a Legarius Sneed and put him back on this roster. You know, I'm sure he would love to come back. Dante Hall would just be like a little bit of a little spark.
Yeah, like that point with the new kickoff rule, too. Yeah. I mean, he would destroy
this
new kickoff rule.
You think he would be good with this new kickoff rule?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Are they bringing this new kickoff rule back? Because I know I was a big defender of it.
Does the NFL like to admit when they're wrong?
Where are you at now, Bob, with it? 2 months.
It's no different than the other kickoff.
Exactly,
I mean, we're still getting the same results, aren't we? Like, everybody's just kicking it into the end zone. And then when somebody does return it, they get to like the 22 and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Right.
Take the 30.
So where are we with this new kickoff rule? I could live or die with it right now. Either way, if you want to get rid of it, fine. If you want to bring it back, whatever. You're getting the same result. I thought we would see more returns. I really did. Mm-hmm. And I thought we'd see more excitement out of the return game. But kickers and teams are like, screw this. This reminds me a lot of the officials getting challenged for pass interference penalties that year, where the refs would call pass interference, the team would challenge it, and the ref would say, no, we're not reversing the call. This is kind of where we are with the kickoff. Here are the new rules. We're going to change. It's going to be more fun. And they're still kicking it out of the end zone.
Somebody says, Greg, the real deal Hill. Remember Greg Hill?
Oh, I remember him.
Oh, yeah.
Did they just want to get that in because of the real deal?
Is probably.
That, you know, just a little shout out to Marty.
Some Tyreek Hill text coming in.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
I mean, they've won two without him.
I know. I don't need Tyreek Hill, but I can see it coming in.
I mean, I see that the undefeated talk, because you got to reference the Randy Moss to New England. They were blowing teams out,
right?
Remember?
They were running roughshod over the rest of the league that year.
Yeah.
But when it mattered most, they didn't win. So
it's a good comp there from the 816. Willie Roaf to Trent Williams is Patrick Mahomes to Derek Carr or David Carr. David Carr.
What? No, that's not a good comparison at all.
I don't know about David. Maybe they meant Derek.
No, that's still a bad.
Yeah, Trent Williams is amazing. Card.
Trent Williams is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, come on.
It's like comparing Patrick Mahomes to Peyton Manning.
Mm, that's good.
That's good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's solid. Take the day.
Mm-hmm.
At 9:50.
Yeah, you nice. Good
you're the
you.
Manager that gets ejected in the bottom of the 80.
Shoot. Oh my God, only three outs to go.
Right. So, I mean, some people say... I'll take Rashee Rice. Huh. Yeah, well, I think we all would.
You know, yeah.
That was headed for a market season. Derek Thomas coming in. James Hasty. I remember James Hasty picked, the Raiders? I think it was a Raiders quarterback, took it to the house, and then that was the first time I ever saw a player take the oxygen tank.
Yeah.
Willie Roaf's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
Because they got him from the Saints. The Saints just didn't sign him, right?
No, they traded like a third-round draft pick. It was a great trade. Yeah.
It's like better than the Treverius Ward trade? Oh, Parker Anger for Treverius Ward?
I mean, I mean, Willie Roaf was a Hall of Famer, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think Parker Anger is doing right now?
Insurance.
Has to be, right?
It's a good thing we could do that later on in the shows. Like, what is he doing now?
Yeah. Binkley would know.
Parker Anger?
Binkley was
a big on Parker Anger?
Big Parker Anger guy.
Yeah,
he was a big Parker Anger guy.
Tony,
go ahead. And then they traded him, and they got Treverius Ward. Binkley was still a big Parker Anger guy.
Did you know that Binkley had the Chiefs mocking Patrick Mahomes?
Yep.
I love that for new people that come into this building. I'm like, you should go to Binkley and be like, I can't believe you had Deshaun Watson getting mocked to the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Hey, can you kidding me?
Watson, yes!
Sit down and take a seat, kid. Let me tell you something. Everybody wanted Sean Watson. Tony G is another popular that comes in. And Dwayne Bowe gets a first-time reference on
Dwayne Bowe. I'd take Dwayne Bowe any day.
In his prime, the, what, 13 touchdown season, and then he got paid, and then we just never saw him again, partially because he was hanging out at Sonic.
Yeah. That had nothing to do with it. No quarterback throwing him a football, and it was a messy situation. Like, he played for Andy Reid for that 1 year. Andy's first year, I think, was Dwayne's last year.
Yeah. Because he was in that Colts game.
Yeah.
They had him and what was that other guy's name they went and got?
Yeah, it was the guy from the Rams. Don't say it. It's at the tip of my tongue. Because
he had a big game in that Colts game, and we waited for him to come around.
Donnie Avery.
That's right. Yeah, Donnie Avery. I still hate that game. The weather sucked that night.
That was awful. And ask just, Carrington and Danny about driving back from that thing.
I always ask Henry about it. He doesn't have anything to say about
it. No, he wasn't there. He didn't watch. Yeah. Ask him about the wild card game, too.
No, thanks. Yeah, that's crazy. That game, that was like, you know,
I've never been in a car with more angry people than me, Carrington, and Danny driving back from that game.
Mm-hmm.
Danny screaming at Henry on the phone. And then we got to stay at the Super 8 in Columbia because it got so bad we couldn't drive anymore.
Mm.
And I don't stay in Columbia, Missouri for any reason other than the roads being closed.
Mm.
816 says, come on, no Peters?
Marcus Peters? I mean,
not a bad. I mean, positional need.
Was his prime in Kansas City?
Oh, God,
for sure.
I was gonna say, once he went to the Rams, Ravens, and Raiders, he was never the same after that.
He's not playing anymore, is he?
What's he doing now?
Yeah, Marcus Peters trying to get a team to Oakland. I don't know. What is that guy doing right now?
Not playing football.
He's not. He's done, right?
Yeah, I think last year was, or the year before. I mean, yeah, I think he's done.
I don't think he was in the league last year.
I mean, you talk about somebody who just did not take control of his own career, man. Like, that's talent that was wasted.
He was an emotional player.
Yeah. Can't be that way.
Couldn't tackle, but he could get in there. He's the opposite of Trey McDuffie.
Yeah.
Trey McDuffie is probably the best tackling corner in the league, has zero picks. Marcus Peters whiffed twice a game, but could go for that interception, and then it just was like, all right, there he goes.
He made the highlight play.
That's right.
Elliott, on this team would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You have everyone else can tackle. Marcus Peters, hey, just go get picks, man. Mm-hmm. Ball hawk.
Yeah, just go out there and be a center fielder. That's what they do with, like, Cook, it feels like.
Yeah.
They just, like, put him in there to play center field.
But Marcus had that knack for, like, he was really good at intercepting. Yeah.
But if he didn't get it, that dude was gone. Uh-huh. Like, that's the thing. It's the high-risk, high-reward play that, you know. Somebody says Priest Holmes.
Yeah.
Prime Tony Richardson. I feel like you kind of have that with Carson Steele if you need it.
Prime Tony Richardson.
I still love that story of Priest Holmes and Tony Richardson where they were still giving Tony Richardson handoffs. Tony went to the head coach like, dude, like, give it to 31. I'll lead the way. And then the rest is history.
Yeah, it was like week 6 against the Redskins.
At the time. Yeah.
How long? Dang.
That's right. Now they're the Commanders and they're in first place in the NFC East and nobody saw that coming.
And does anybody really care?
No.
I just watch that team. I'm like, God, it's just... Your name sucks. Your colors suck. Everything about you. Like, it's time for just a whole rebrand there.
They're a fun watch, though. But, yeah, they're not a...
World Series over tonight? Sweep?
No, I still think the networks get involved. They got to get the 5, 6, and 7 before they make a profit at Fox.
I'll say it's over tonight.
All right, that's fine. I mean.
No, I know your network theory, which makes sense, right? But I just... I think the Yankees are one of those teams.
I think the Yankees are cooked.
I think they want to take their ball and go home.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't look like they want to be there anymore.
No. This isn't fair anymore. It's not fun. We have to play another team that's like us. Yeah. That sucks.
We're going to play a good team.
We had to beat the Royals and the Guardians to get here, and they had to beat the Mets and everybody else in the National League. Well, either way.
Well, the Dodgers are just lucky. So
that's right. That's Jazz Chisholm.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did he say that about the Dodgers too?
No.
Don't spark
since he
that.
Said since he said that, he's got like one hit.
Yeah, he's been terrible. I mean,
you want to talk about lucky.
He's lucky to be in New York for another couple days until he's down. Don't be lucky, be nice. Go do something nice for somebody today. You never know, it could change their day, week, month, or year because it's simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay kind and stay safe. Cody and Gold coming up next year on 96.5 The Fan.